This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House Oversight Committee, Jared Kushner's use of private email. Congressman Anthony Brown of Maryland is a member of the House Armed Services and House Ethics Committees.
It not only violates the Presidential Records Act, but given Mr. Kushner's background where he had his security clearance application denied by then Chief of Staff John Kelly, only to be overridden by his father-in-law, the President, it certainly raises national security concerns.
Two U.S. service members have been killed in Afghanistan. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more on the story.
So far, details are few. A statement by the NATO-led Resolute Support Mission says the two soldiers were conducting an operation when they were killed. There are more than 8,000 American forces still in Afghanistan helping Afghan troops that are fighting the Taliban.
This is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Nearly 100 people are dead after an overloaded ferry carrying families to an amusement park along the Tigris River in Mosul, Iraq, capsized and sank. They were celebrating the Kurdish New Year and Mother's Day. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern joined thousands of mourners near one of the mosques in Christchurch, where 50 people were killed when a gunman opened fire 1 week ago. Addressing the Muslim community, she said, "New Zealand mourns with you. We are one." Takiri Juni was there.
Very sad day, as it's only been a week for those poor people that have gone, but I hope that this was a way of bringing people together.
Imam Jamal was leading the prayer.
We have shown that New Zealand is unbreakable, and that the world can see in us an example of love and unity.
The observance comes a day after Ardern announced the ban on assault weapons. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Teachers in Indiana who took part in an active shooter drill were then shot execution style with pellets that caused injuries. More from WTTV's Randy Spieth.
It saddens me that you have to have this sort of training to begin with.
Dan Holub and the state's Teachers Association want to make sure one thing doesn't happen.
The teachers are there. They don't know this is coming. All of a sudden, they're being asked to turn around and they're shot at.
Earlier this year, the White County Sheriff's Office led a drill where deputies shot teachers with airsoft guns. And some teachers said the pellets actually injured them.
People are actually, you know, being injured bodily because of the responsibilities that they now have in our school system.
The Indiana Teachers Association is asking that lawmakers make sure this type of training isn't used in any district in the state.
A majority of Americans feel that circus animals are rarely treated well, and they would support a ban on using wild animals in any circus. John Clemens has more.
The Monmouth University poll found 54% of those surveyed would favor a law to prohibit the use of wild animals in circuses, while 34% would oppose such a law. The poll also revealed 74% of politically self-described liberals would support the prohibition. Meanwhile, the majority of Americans believe wild animals in aquariums, zoos, safari parks, and in marine parks are usually well-treated. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey,
well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, coming to you from the West Coast. Yes, we made it from east to west last night. You probably hear a little bit of the California accent now coming through as you hear me. From Southern California. Hey, with us right now, we're going to jump right into this because we've got so much to talk about with this award-winning investigative reporter, nationally and internationally recognized, I might add, whose stories have ranged from national security, terrorism, immigration, and frontline coverage of the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. We're talking about Sarah Carter joins us now. Sarah, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Great to be talking to you. Hey, for you who have covered the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, and you heard yesterday that ISIS was finally, taken over. They finally surrendered the last bit of stronghold that they had there in Syria. I know you've been watching that intently as well.
Yeah, I have. I mean, this is very important. I was in Iraq in 2015 when ISIS was still in control of Sinjar, Shingal, the city right below Mount Sinjar, where I was up with the Peshmerga warfighters. And I remember how dangerous it was. And I remember hearing the stories from the Yazidi people that had been slaughtered. I mean, it was quite an event to see ISIS pushed out of Iraq. But to see ISIS, Islamic State is what they call themselves now, decimated in Syria is something altogether different. I mean, this has really been a push by this administration to give the warfighters on the ground, and that means also the people that they were training, all of the tools necessary to wipe out this group. But I tell you, there was a little bit of concern because I got some messages today, and it was from that part of the world. And, you know, so some of the Syrian fighters are saying, we haven't completely taken them all out. So we've taken away their territory, but I'm sure there's a lot of the leadership that's still on the run. Remember, they're regrouping in places like Afghanistan and in the federal administered tribal belt between Pakistan and Afghanistan. We've seen ISIS there. We've seen them in India. We've seen them in other places in Africa. So we have to remember it is an ideology. It is a great victory, but it is an ideology, and it's one that is not going to go away very soon.
Right, and I'm with you. I'm cautiously optimistic, especially when they talk about this. Not to mention, as you know, Sarah, they've got some rather sophisticated tunnels, and those haven't been dredged out yet. Right?
So, absolutely. They have not only the tunnel usage, but remember, they had established a kind of pseudo government, and they had a lot of brown bag money. That means money we don't know of, money we can't trace, that went to some of their leadership, and they were able to acquire drones and things of that nature. I mean, it's not that hard to buy a drone, but to have people that have the right access to know how to utilize it as a weapon is something altogether different. And those are the things we really have to be worried about is how will this terrorist group evolve? Has it evolved into something else? Al-Qaeda, we know, is reconstituting itself as well in areas like Pakistan and India. And so we have to keep our eye on this. We can't drop the ball. We can't just declare victory and walk away because it is an ideology. Mm-hmm. It's something that we consistently have to keep battling.
Well, and I think President Trump altered his initial trajectory in saying he was going to take out all troops out of Syria, but the local fighters and those that are supporting, getting rid of ISIS altogether were, you know, initially concerned and then relieved that the president looks like he's going to leave at least 1,000 U.S. fighters there just to keep an eye on things, to your point.
Absolutely essential, Bill. It's absolutely essential that you leave a certain group of men on the ground that can train and work with those people. This means like the people from the countries, you know, the Syrian fighters, Afghan indigenous fighters, where you can train them, work with them, fight alongside them. So when you see a resurgence, you can take it out right away. The thing is if you pull everyone out and you just walk away from it, and I know he desperately wants to do that because he doesn't want to see any more Americans' lives lost there. You know, my husband and I have friends who've been recently wounded overseas fighting this battle. But one of the great things about all of these people that volunteer to fight, that volunteer to train, is that they're keeping the war away from our homeland, away from our shores, as best as they can, so that we don't have terrorist attacks here. And every single day, believe me, there are people out there planning, and they're planning to utilize tools that will kill thousands of lives. So the most important thing is to keep our eye on them, to know what's going on, and to target those bad players, like we saw with Islamic State, like we saw with Al-Qaeda, target them, so they can't regroup and they can't build up again.
Yeah, you know, you think about the displacement of people of faith, as you mentioned, the Yazidis, the murdering that has taken place at the hands of ISIS, these radicalized Islamists and Muslims. And of course, we're going to be talking a little bit later with Rahil Raza because, you know, here in America, we're trying to reconcile, Muslims who have murdered Christians. We were very sensitive and reactive, when 50 Muslims were murdered in their place of worship in New Zealand. And, so we have, but yet there's no, there's very little reporting from the mainstream media about the Christian persecution, Sarah.
There's been incredible Christian persecution. I mean, what happened in New Zealand was absolutely horrific. How horrible. What a tragedy. What a monster. But let's be serious here, too. You know, there are Christian deaths all across the globe. We've seen them in Pakistan. We've seen them in Iraq. We've seen it in Syria. We have seen it in South Asia. And this is a very sensitive topic. And it's so strange that there are so many media outlets here in the United States that just refuse to touch the topic. I don't know if it's because it's of the religious connotation. We have tried to figure it out. Believe me, Bill. I've talked with other journalists. We're planning on doing a documentary on one of these, one issue in particular, but it's very difficult to get people to pay attention to the kind of tragedies that I saw in Iraq, both with the Christians and the Yazidis, and how some of these groups just pillaged and destroyed the churches and killed the people and left children for dead. It's really a tragedy.
Well, it's a heartbreak on either side, and this is what I want Muslims to see here, Sarah. First of all, I will tell you this. I have been trying to find for the life of me a number. I cannot get a number of Christian deaths and persecutions, a solid number that I can rely on. People that I've talked with that have been following this, Bill, there's just not a number. We can't find. I said, that's impossible. With all the numbers that we know right now, and I'm not trying to get in for a tit for tat, but what I'm trying to demonstrate to Muslims here in America is, look it, we stand with you. We were outraged when you were murdered in your places of worship. Where are you standing with us when Christians are murdered in their places of worship and their places of worship are being decimated? This is what's missing right now, and I don't think that that's an unfair question to ask.
I don't think it's an unfair question to ask, and I think it's part of reconciling between all of us is to sit down and have honest answers and talk honestly about this. And I think having the conversation with reformed Muslims and who can actually address these issues within their own community is going to be really important.
Well, just like we have to police intolerance and evil, amongst our people and amongst our citizens, they have to do the same thing if they're going to assimilate and be positive contributors to the ultimate American dream, where e pluribus unum, from the many, there is one, and we need to focus on what that one thing is, because that's what unifies us. Sarah Carter's with us. We've got more from her after this.
Progressive sounds like in one of our commercials. You may have seen one there on TV occasionally.
And speaking of motorcycle insurance rates, did you know that our basic motorcycle policies start at just $75 a year? And speaking of insurance, I just love...
And this is how that same commercial sounds on your motorcycle.
Don't you? And...
Yeah, everything's better on a bike. Progressive keeps you on yours. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When picking a phone number for business, what sounds more professional? Your personal number?
Oh, hold on, let me give you my cell. And actually, let me get yours too, just so I don't ignore your call, you know?
Or a dedicated business number, courtesy of Grasshopper.
It was a pleasure meeting you. Our number is 1-833-IT-TROOP. Give us a call anytime.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Ew, get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bill.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite. DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding is stopped and the itching is stopped.
Her coat is not soft. It's silky. It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, one citizen at a time, ladies and gentlemen. We've got a country to save. Thank you for joining in on this very fresh and independent radio show. I am Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Sarah Carter continues with this national, international award-winning investigative reporter, Fox News contributor. Yes, we're going to talk Mueller, but before we get to Mueller, one quick question, Sarah. What did you make of this report that came out of the Daily Wire that said that Ukraine is investigating Hillary Clinton for collusion? Is this rich?
Well, look, I've been hearing this for some time that there were issues involving Hillary Clinton and the Ukrainians, and particularly when John Solomon's report came out, it was fascinating to see that Parliament had decided that based on the information that they had received, they took it to the courts. The courts in Ukraine believed that there was enough evidence to suffice getting a prosecutor to investigate. So they're now investigating whether or not the information that was leaked on Paul Manafort was connected to Hillary Clinton. But look, we're dealing with Ukraine, and there's a lot of internal issues inside Ukraine that we cannot thoroughly assess here as, even, you know, as Americans. I mean, there's internal politicking and there's fighting, and the Russians have, you know, basically moved their way in. Still within Ukraine, we're seeing a lot of corruption. And so it's very difficult to assess. Now, whether or not this information, apparently there's a recording. And there's a recording of this gentleman who basically had said that we are getting the ledger. We're going to use the ledger to help Hillary win the election. And there was a lot of concern that the U.S. ambassador there was somehow aware of what was going on. Of course, now there's a big backlash at State Department because the Ukrainians have come forward with this. So it'll be interesting to see what develops. And I think I think it'll show people. I believe it's very well likely that it did happen. And it'll show people that, look, foreign nations, their intelligence agencies are continually trying to operate and disrupt what's going on here in the United States. Now, does that mean that Hillary Clinton knew? Does that mean that even President Trump knew if the Russians were trying to interfere in our election? Of course not. Of course not. Unless we find proof on any of this. So I think we have to be cautious, and we have to do, you know, due diligence and get the stories out as soon as they break. If they have that recording, I think it's fantastic.
Well, maybe we can give Adam Schiff a new project to work on. What do you think?
Adam Schiff would definitely not pick up this project. I'm going to tell you that right now, Bill Martinez.
I know. She said it here. She's exactly right. I'm not fighting with her, you know, but I just thought I'd throw it out there because every once in a while, I you know, I just want to be a little bit of a brat. You know what I'm saying? That's all. So.
Oh, yeah. No, I love it. I love it. I would think Adam Schiff would definitely turn around and run in the opposite direction of that investigation. You know, we can already see his investigations that he would like to pursue in Congress, basically really just falling apart.
Well,
really,
here it is. After $30 million plus, all the, you know, this band of attorneys that were pretty much unilateral in their perspective of being against this president, you know, Adam Schiff now and the congressional wherewithal is going to get better answers than Robert Mueller?
Yeah.
Is that possible?
This is where it makes, no, it's not. It's not right now. It is not possible at all. Look, this is politicking at its finest. I mean, this is what Adam Schiff wants to do, to waste American tax dollars and to ensure that he can make Trump's presidency in the next 2 years before the next election as miserable as possible. Not for one second should anyone actually believe that he's doing this for the betterment of the country, although he does say that. This is not good for the country. President Trump has already made it clear, and so has everyone else, you know, in Congress, that the Mueller report, if William Barr should decide, if he so decides that it's in the public interest, which it's looking more and more likely like it will be in the public interest to see this report, that he should just release his report publicly. I absolutely believe that they should do this. Congress has gone as far as they could go with the last investigations into Russia and the possible malfeasance. And we've seen that malfeasance at the FBI and the DOJ in this investigation. Everything that they did, from hiring a Fusion GPS being paid for by Hillary Clinton and the DNC to continue a dossier on President Trump's apparent collusion with the Russians, to, you know, use of a foreign intelligence officer, a British foreign intelligence officer, to compile a dossier that was based on just rumors and lies and had no factual basis in it. We now see a huge problem with the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act warrant that was taken out on Carter Page,
exactly,
who was a short-term volunteer for the Trump campaign. And right now, I think that the people that are in the biggest trouble and the most hot water are the people that were involved in that FISA warrant application, because a large bulk of it was based on that dossier. And we all know now, this is proof and it's positive, that Christopher Steele was very open in his deposition to saying that he never verified the information in there. When the FBI actually put that into the FISA application, they said that the information was verified. That's a big problem. That's a big problem. Mm-hmm. If they say they separately verified information in that FISA warrant. There's also a lot of other issues. What was happening at the Department of Justice? Bruce Orr and his wife working for Fusion GPS.
Exactly.
What was happening at the State Department? We had people in the State Department, high-level senior officials, right next to John Kerry, who were also pushing their own separate dossier that was created by Hillary Clinton's former President Clinton's former right-hand guy, Cody Scheer.
Exactly.
And we also have Sidney Blumenthal involved. So if Adam Schiff really wants to do something that's good for America, he should focus on the issues that really affect Americans and start investigating that. I think the most important thing for the House Intelligence Committee to look at would be the NSA, the weaponization in the intelligence apparatus. Whatever happened to all the unmasking?
Exactly.
This is why
you go even to the White House on this, Sarah. This runs so deep, the corruption and all. I mean, because it's clear, even with some of these text messages and thank God for Judicial Watch and all the great work they've been doing and with FOIA requests and that sort of thing and what they've been able to expose. We know the tentacles of this goes into the White House itself, but we're not hearing a lot about that. I mean, it's like Barack Obama's a no-go zone. We can't go there.
Yeah, I think we should go there. I think we need to know exactly who knew what, where, and when. This is why it's going to be so important for Attorney General William Barr.
Exactly.
William Barr holds the key to this, and we can't afford to have another session, Jeff Sessions. Although Senator, at the time he was a senator, Senator Sessions was always a very kind man. I'm not trying to disparage him at all, but what happened at the Department of Justice under Jeff Sessions was frankly a joke. Nobody was doing their work, and we don't know what was going on there. This requires a thorough investigation. Either they have to appoint a second special counsel to investigate all of this malfeasance and really clean out the corruption that was in both the DOJ and the FBI, or maybe William Barr has great prosecutors. We know John Huber's there. I haven't seen much come out of him on this, but he's assigned to be investigating a lot of this. But maybe they could utilize really great prosecutors that are outside of the bubble of Washington, D.C., to do a thorough investigation and really make America proud again of institutions that they should be proud of. We should be proud of our Department of Justice.
It's so compromised.
We should be proud of our FBI.
Yeah, it's so compromised, Sarah, right now. It's injurious to the American people what has happened. And hopefully, like you, I'm optimistic that Bill Barr could be the man for the season to do this, just like Donald Trump has become, the president for the season for a country. For this time that we've needed somebody, a businessman who could come in, be independent, as he is not beholden to the traditions and the bureaucracy and the K Street lobbyists that former presidents and influencers have been. So he's been very independent, and we're grateful for that, but we need an independent source there in the Justice Department to clean this out and really open up the problems we've had with this deep state, Sarah, and hopefully he will release the report as much as possible. Otherwise, we're going to end up with another post 9/11 report. Conspiracies are going to continue to abound, and the Democrats will continue to raise money off it, right?
Right. I couldn't agree with you more. And one more thing to add.
Well, we're all out of time.
Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy. But at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House Oversight Committee is looking into Jared Kushner's use of private email. Congressman Anthony Brown of Maryland is a member of the House Armed Services and House Ethics Committees.
It not only violates the Presidential Records Act, but given Mr. Kushner's background where he had his security clearance application denied by then Chief of Staff John Kelly, only to be overridden by his father-in-law, the President, it certainly raises national security concerns.
Two U.S. service members have been killed in Afghanistan. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more on the story.
So far, details are few. A statement by the NATO-led Resolute Support Mission says the two soldiers were conducting an operation when they were killed. There are more than 8,000 American forces still in Afghanistan helping Afghan troops that are fighting the Taliban.
This is USA Radio News.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or it expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish-authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Reminding us of what makes our country great.
It really is what makes America great. It's the hardworking people. We, the people here, thank you so much for joining in on the cause of getting this country back on track. Yes, the one more thing. Sorry we had to get cut off here with Sarah Carter, and she texts me back. She says it was that Trump should also declassify all the documents, too, FISA, Bruce Ohr interviews, the Gang of Eight binder, and make this all transparent for the American people. Hopefully that would be the case. Our next guest, Raheel Raza, and who we spoke of earlier, and I've been looking forward to this conversation with Raheel. I so respect her as, first of all, you know, for her willingness to be that bridge of unity, I would say, between Muslims and we here in America, in understanding what the Muslim faith is all about, what is going on with radical Islamists, and how we put this in a proper perspective in the context of we the people and our Constitution. And, you know, what has happened recently in our country in terms of, even I wrote a column about this this week about our free speech. We have no-go zones here in America when it comes to our free speech. I mean, this is what's come down to you. You know, critical thought is being abandoned, and now critical questioning. Raheel is the president of the Council for Muslims Facing Tomorrow, author of the book, Their Jihad, Not My Jihad. Raheel, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, the last time you and I talked, the end of last year, we were talking why Muslim nations were rather quiet about condemning the Khashoggi affair. And you were quite critical, particularly of Saudi Arabia, reminded everybody that this isn't new. This has been going on for eons, the persecution of people they don't like, including women.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, when we look at theocracies like Saudi Arabia and Iran, right now we're dealing with the situation where a young mother, you know, has been jailed and she's been imprisoned and subject to lashes only because she was trying to support other women who wanted to take off their headscarves. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is inhuman to a level where the world looks at it. And the irony of this is that Iran has just been appointed to the UN Women's Rights Committee. And, you know, the double standards and hypocrisy never fail to stop. I mean, this is a regime that has totally oppressed its women. Saudi Arabia also used to be on, you know, the UN Women's Committee. So how do we accept this? How do we sit back and say that these countries who have an abysmal human rights record, especially with regards to women, can be appointed to these positions? But this is how the world works.
Well, and if we compromise on these issues that we say are not worthy of compromise, then what are we doing? I mean, we are being compromised, and we are compromised. I mean, you mentioned women being persecuted for not wearing a headscarf, and then we had you know, Jeanine Pirro this week or last week question, and I thought it was a legitimate question, Raheel. And of course, this is my perspective, and you can tell me and our listeners if we're wrong in asking the question, because the headscarf, the hijab, am I saying that right?
Hijab.
Okay, is that to me that's symbolic of the very thing that today's women in America are, you know, they're stepping out for freedom and liberation from these things that that hold you back. And, you know, here, Jeanine, she just asked the question about it and going, how do we understand it? And so I was eager to have you on because I think, you know, these are questions that I know that I've been able to ask of you before, and I want to hear our audience. I want our audience to hear your answer.
Well, I think that Judge Jeanine was very wrongfully attacked. As you say, you know, free speech is the foundation of the United States, and it should be always, you know, that is something that it should always be upheld. You know, these are ideas, and everyone can ask these questions. They have a right to ask these questions. Her question was a valid one. She was not attacking anyone. She was asking a valid question. The headscarf, which is worn by Muslim women, many of them, because of faith, has also become a political symbol. And the thing to remember is that the majority of Muslim women across the world do not wear headscarves. It is a minority that wears it. So when people say that we are going to support Muslims in solidarity by covering our head, you know, they're only politicizing the issue even more. If mm-hmm. they want to show solidarity, the solidarity should come by supporting those women who are being jailed and you know, lashed because they don't wear cover their head. Those who are being forced to cover up. You know, this is very twisted. Judge Jeanine was absolutely attacked unfairly, I believe. But this is the situation we are living in where, you know, people attack anyone who asks a question that they don't like. We are living in a time where any kind of critique of Islam and Muslims is considered racist, bigotry, Islamophobia, yet it's okay for people like Ilhan Omar mm-hmm. to be so virulently anti-Semitic that it's almost like a disease.
Exactly. And especially at a time, I got to tell you, Raheel, our country is worn out of all this divide and this politicization and this tribalism that's taking place. And we're going, oh, no, not another one. I mean, how many more do we have to deal with? But I think what you're suggesting here is that we're dealing with fundamental issues. When we abandon freedom of speech, when we abandon critical thought and critical questioning, we're in trouble. And we just add to the tribalism, and Representative Omar and Tlaib, Nancy Pelosi suggest that she knows their heart. And I'm going, how do you know your heart? I mean, here you've got one representative who was raised, she's a Palestinian, and she's raised with a Palestinian worldview. You're Palestinian, and you knew how you had to reconcile that to become a modern Muslim and look at it and say, okay, how can we unite our faith and religion with the world at large for the good of all concerned?
You're absolutely right. You know, a position of power, such as being a congresswoman, comes with a great sense of responsibility. And that responsibility is not just towards your Muslim constituents, but towards everybody. Obviously, Congresswoman Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib work is not just Muslims. It's everybody. They are Americans. Now, people ask me, you know, you're a Muslim woman, and, you know, you should be very proud that two Muslim women, first time, have been elected to the U.S. Congress. It's not about them being Muslim. It's about their ideology. Exactly. To me, actually, it's very much of an embarrassment. Ilhan Omar, in her recent outburst against the Jewish community, is an embarrassment. I think she's a disgrace to the Democrats, and they haven't been able to cope with it or deal with it. She's an embarrassment to Muslims. I distance myself from her because that is not what my faith teaches me, to lash out against one particular community. She has so many opportunities. Coming from a background being Somalian, she had so many opportunities to talk about the issues that beset the Somali community, for example. And exactly. I know this because I have been to Minneapolis and I have spoken to activists in the Somali community. I've spoken to a group called Mothers Against Youth Radicalization. They are worried about their youth being radicalized by this group called Al-Shabaab, which are radical jihadist groups. But, the balance is not there. She does not ever talk about the rise of youth radicalization. She does not ever condemn terrorism or extremism in the forms that it is coming in. She just has one rhetoric, and that is to lash out at Israel and Jews whenever she can.
We got to leave it right there. We got more from Raheel Raza after this.
It's amazing, but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So, yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
Bankers and elites have scoffed at the prospect of cyber or cryptocurrency for decades. In spite of this, cryptocurrency has continued to grow and become a viable alternative to traditional banking and money. Now, surprise, those same elites are realizing they got it wrong and, like the housing bust, are starting to invest big time. And guess what? You got it. Cryptocurrency. As they say, follow the money. Many other independent and forward-thinking investors have seen and are realizing the cryptocurrency investment advantage. And here at BillMartinezLife.com, we're making it easy for you to educate yourself and find out how cryptocurrency can become a part of your future and how a small investment could turn into big returns for you and your family. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner ad, and get all the information you need to take advantage of this money paradigm shift. Remember when you could buy Amazon, Facebook, and Google for dollars? That was another paradigm shift. So don't miss out. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Send your emails direct.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Ladies and gentlemen,
NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, just like that, thank you for joining us. I am Bill Martinez. We come at you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. If there's anything that you miss in an interview, we have guests and experts like Raheel Raza that come on the show. Go to our website, download our podcast, and share it and listen at your convenience. And thank you so much for doing so. Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Raheel Raza, Clarion Project Advisory Board member and founding member of the Muslim Reformer Movement and international human rights activist, continues with us. Raheel, as we were saying earlier, you know, again, I'm so grateful for you coming on and helping us understand where I can ask questions, because these are questions that our audience have. We're trying to, you know, put this together. In my commentary this week, I wrote, you know, because all in the political correctness vernacular, you know, Islamophobe is, you know, that is the disqualifying term. Once that's thrown out, you're disqualified. You cannot participate in the conversation. And I had stated that if you go back and consider the first Islamophobe in U.S. history, it would have been the third president of the United States. Because Thomas Jefferson, when we were having problems with the Barbary pirates there in Africa, who were Muslims, he said, well, give me a Quran. Let me read the Quran and get some understanding of who they are. And upon reading it, he said, send in the Marines. Because he knew what their mindset and what their philosophy was at that time. And he knew it was untenable that the only way that they were going to be dealt with was with force, right?
Well, the problem is that the term Islamophobia is a term that was created, and it was created specifically to stop any conversation or criticism of Islam or Muslims. Now, you know, as an observant practicing Muslim myself, I am open to any kind of criticism because, you know, this is what makes us stronger. This is what helps us communicate. You know, Islam is an idea, and it is an idea that is open to critique just like everyone else. We need to have honest, respectful conversations, but unfortunately, throughout the Western world, this has now been so suppressed and oppressed that people are now reacting in really bad ways. Now, people like us who are reformist Muslims and who want Muslims to live in the 21st century in peace and harmony and to, you know, to be able to have communication with people of every faith, we are squeezed between the regressive left and the political correctness and Islamists. And, you know, I've said this before on your program, that it's important to differentiate between ordinary Muslims like myself and Islamists who use a political ideology to further their subversive agendas. Right. And they are being given, freedom to say whatever they want, whereas everybody else is restricted. And we see this, in the lashback against Judge Jeanine. She asked a question about Sharia. She has every right to ask that question. Mm-hmm. This is what the freedom that we have to support. And, in the wake of the terrible tragedy in New Zealand, which was absolutely appalling, you have Islamists and the left trying to take a political mileage out of a terrible tragedy.
Exactly.
And what is so sad for me is that it totally sidelines the pain of the victims, who were not political. They were just worshippers who had gone into the mosque to pray. But their memory is diminished by people trying to politicize this issue and saying that anyone who has ever criticized Islam or Muslims is somehow at fault. And we see this in the attack on Chelsea Clinton.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So this is not the way to deal with a tragedy, whether it is against Muslims or Christians or Jews or whenever there is violence against humanity, we have to speak out and we have to build bridges. This is a time when we come together as communities and support each other instead of a blame game and instead of using it for political mileage. But
and
this
I'm
is
glad,
exactly
and
what the Islamists and the regressive left are doing.
Right.
And, it puts us in a very difficult position.
Well, and I'm glad you brought that up, because I was going to talk to you about that, particularly what happened in New Zealand. And I would say, at least in the circles I travel, and I travel from coast to coast, and, and in the hearts of a lot of people, faith-abiding people, joined hearts with the Muslims. I mean, that were there in prayer. I mean, this is the Lenten season for many Christians right now, leading into Easter. And so this is a holy time for us, and to hear of people of faith being murdered in their place of worship was heartbreaking. And I can tell you, I got reports across the country with these kind of sentiments, not reported in the mainstream media, but a lot focused on, here it is, the Muslims getting attacked again. And so what happened is we started to get a bit of a knee-jerk response and going, wait a minute, we're spending a lot of time talking about New Zealand, but we're not talking about Christian persecution and how many Christians have been, kicked out of their land and homes have been stolen and churches have been burnt down and Christians murdered, at the hands of radical Islamists. And, and I hate that kind of tit for tat kind of stuff, but it's like, okay, if we're going to have the conversation, what are we going to draw? What is there some purpose out of this, or are we just going to, as you stated in the last time we were here, these kind of murders and human abuses and indignities have been going on for thousands of years in the Arab community, and that's not to say that it hasn't been done here in the United States as well. We're all guilty of it, but how much more do we have to be subjected to before there is some sense of balance and acceptance of, hey, look at if people here are trying to live a good life, we provide, I believe, a golden opportunity here in the United States for people to appreciate life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And if that is our focus, that can unify us. But if we want to claim some sort of tribalistic, zip code or no-go zone, we're in trouble.
Well, this is the point that you're making. This is not a competition about whose tragedy is more tragic. Mm-hmm. It is not a competition about my God is bigger and better than your God. This is a time when humanity as a whole has to come together and stand up and say no to violence and to stand in solidarity with our brothers and sisters, no matter who they are, no matter where they are. But then you have, as I said, the regressive left and the Islamists who want to continue to divide us. And this is very divisive, and unfortunately, people fall into this trap all the time. We must be very cognizant that this
any incident of tragedy, which is happening all over the world, you know, in Nigeria, Christians murdered by Muslims, and, you know, in China, the kind of oppression that is going on. I mean, it is happening all over, and people of faith are suffering because they are not together. We have stopped communicating with each other. Facebook and Twitter and social media is not human communication. I'm sorry to say, but under the anonymity of these things, people can say whatever they want, and they think that they can get away with it. But picking up a telephone and having a face-to-face conversation with your neighbor, your friend, your colleague is something that goes a long way. And I have to say that the outpouring of support that has come from Muslims from all over the world, from people of faith and no faith in this time of tragedy, has been absolutely heartwarming. So, you know, there is no lack of support out there. We can, if we want, we can overcome these differences by talking to each other, by having honest conversations, by not having our backs up if someone asks key questions. So if someone were to ask me, you know, is violence part of the faith, I don't take it as an offense. It is an opportunity for a conversation. It's always an opportunity for communication and dialogue, as long as it's a respectful dialogue. You know, we have to acknowledge where the dangers are. The dangers are, you know, in the Islamist movement, the jihadists, the white supremacists, the Ku Klux Klan. But the dangers are also in the regressive left and those who are promoting their political agendas on the backs of a tragedy.
Exactly.
And we must remember this when we have these conversations.
Well, historically, Raheel, we find that it's generally a small percentage of people that do the most harm. You know, even if we look at, you know, Germany, it was only roughly about 10% of the Germans that were involved with the Third Reich and Adolf Hitler and supporting him. The rest,
silent majority.
Exactly. The rest just went along to get along. Exactly. And that's dangerous. That's what you're saying.
And that is very dangerous. And if you look at the Jewish community that is being attacked all over the world, and especially in Europe, this is the time to stand up and support them. You know, they had a genocide committed against them. And for people to deny the Holocaust and for people to say that, you know, constantly critique them, one can always critique the policies or the actions of a government, which is, you know, absolutely valid. But to attack an entire country and an entire people the way that Congresswoman Ilhan Omar has been consistently doing, it tends to give the impression that this can be normalized. And this is what worries me, that if you repeat the same thing over and over again, masses of people seem to think that you can normalize hatred of Jews, you can normalize hatred of Israel, and that to me is not acceptable.
Yeah, because if you normalize the hatred of one, then who's next?
Yes.
Right?
Of course. This is exactly what we have to do. We have to always put ourselves in the other person's shoes and see how we would feel. Now, here is where the double standards, and this is what I call the double standards of hypocrisy.
Okay, we've got about 30 seconds left, Raheel. 30 seconds left. Go ahead.
Yes, who will say anything they want against any community, but God forbid they criticize Islam or Muslims, and they're immediately slapped with the label of racism and bigotry. And this is not acceptable to me either.
Raheel Raza, thank you so much for your common sense, for your openness to hear questions and give us fair answers. She is the president of the Council for Muslims Facing Tomorrow, author of the book, Their Jihad, Not My Jihad. Raheel Raza on Bill Martinez Live. Raheel, thank you so much. Appreciate it. You have a great day.
Are you having trouble sleeping? Have you tried all kinds of sleep aids that don't work or have suffered from their side effects?
Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Siliberti, clinical neurologist and sleep expert. If I were to tell you, I've developed an all-natural scientific breakthrough called Relaxium Sleep that will help you fall asleep fast and sleep deeply through the night, you'd probably be skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by giving you a risk-free trial.
For your free trial, call 800-644-9444. Relaxium Sleep is the only natural sleep aid developed by a clinical neurologist. Its triple-action formula contains two unique ingredients, Valorest and Sensoril, proven to promote fast, deep sleep so you'll wake up refreshed. Be one of the first 100 callers, and we'll include our free Delta Wave music CD to reach your deepest sleep. Call 800-644-9444 for the best sleep of your life. 800-644-9444. 5444 or visit TryRelaxium.com.
Anytime, any place.